We will put you first.
Hey, is it a little too early for being that loud? Hey, too late. It's 0600. What's the O stand for? Oh, my God, it's early.
Are you ready?
It's the Mickey Plyler Show.
People are waiting. The whole world is waiting.
How you doing?
Turn it up!
Look, we're a little busy this morning, Colonel. What can I do for you?
I've come to get my boy.
Good morning, Mary Sunshine. And how are we today?
Good morning!
Guess who got out of the wrong side of the bed this morning?
It's the Mickey Plyler Show on WCCP 105.5 The Roar.
Good morning, sports fans. Glad to have you with us for the Thursday edition of the Mickey Plyler Show. Thursday, January 18th, 2018. Hope all is well. I wrote 17 down here. It's 2018. Hope all is well. Looking forward to a great day today. Paul Strelo is going to join us in exactly 2 hours, to the second in exactly 2 hours, and discuss some Clemson football recruiting and maybe even a little Clemson basketball recruiting coming up on Saturday. We'll tell you about that coming up at 8:05. We're going to get into the release of the 2018 Clemson football schedule, the 2018 schedule release for the rest of the ACC and what it means. I got all the out-of-conference games for all of the ACC football teams, and also tell you who Clemson plays, or who the opponent plays before they play Clemson. And tell you a lot more about that. A lot of news and notes about the schedule. I thought it was very fair. It's rotating for the first time in years. They rotate. They don't have any back-to-back home games or road games once they get into the season. And so it's rotating all throughout until the end of the year with a couple of home games there to finish things up with Duke and South Carolina. But we'll get into that a little bit. Also, ESPN post-early entries has re-ranked their way too early top 25, and there's a new number one team in the country that you might like. We'll tell you about that coming up. There was a absolute ton of college basketball across the country last night. Let me get you caught up there. Top-ranked Villanova beat Georgetown. Georgetown got off to a great start. Hadn't gone well since. The schedule is way too easy for Georgetown, but they've struggled. Got beat at home last night by top-ranked Villanova, 88-56. Seventh-ranked Wichita State went down to SMU, 83-78. Eighth-ranked Texas Tech went down to Texas, 67-58. 11th-ranked Xavier defeated St. John's, 88-82. 14th-ranked Arizona beat California, 79-58. Stanford upset 16th-ranked Arizona State. Well, they've been in a free fall as of late, 86-77. And the rivalry, the big, huge football rivalry, Alabama excited last night. They upset 17th-ranked Auburn, 76-71. 19th-ranked Seton Hall went down to Creighton, 82-63. 21st-ranked Tennessee went down to Missouri, 59-55. 22nd-ranked Ohio State beat Northwestern, 71-65. And 24th-ranked TCU downed Iowa State, 96-73. So all in all, we had 21st-ranked Tennessee, 19th-ranked Seton Hall, 17th-ranked Auburn, 16th-ranked Arizona State, 8th-ranked Texas Tech, and 7th-ranked Wichita State. What's it? 7 ranked teams go down last night. And as a result, 6 ranked teams. As a result, I don't know how you do polls in college basketball every week. For the life of me, I can't figure that out because there's so many teams losing. And I don't know how in the world that turns out. No other ACC unranked games on the docket from last night. But there's one unranked SEC game. Florida defeated Arkansas, 88-73. Clemson hosting Notre Dame coming up this weekend. 4 o'clock game over in Little John Coliseum. Huge game for the Tigers from what we see there. PGA Tour is back this week. They are out in the desert. The old Bob Hope Desert Classic. We'll tell you who the local guys are. They're in Palm Springs, California. We'll tell you who the local players are playing this week. And tee times. So Phil Mickelson's back at it. Also, we've got Dubai. Things going on over Dubai. But it is the Career Builder Challenge now that gets underway in the PGA Tour today. NFL playoffs had some odds, some prop bets to talk about today as we are down to the conference championship games. A little bit of concern from New England fans. It won't be during the game, but a little bit concerned about Tom Brady and a wrist injury on his throwing arm. So we'll see about that. Also have a little story about power couples in sports. Told you yesterday about Danica Patrick and Aaron Rodgers. Kind of, there's a ranking out there of sports power couples. We'll get to that a little bit. And then finally, in a pretty interesting tweet I saw from Zach this morning about some buzz yesterday about unlimited transfers without penalty in college athletics. And well, I don't like that. I don't know. I think Zach kind of does. We'll debate that a little bit this morning. The aforementioned Zach Orr joining us now, the producer of the show, the engineer, the Orr that stirs the pot, the captain of the ship, El Capitan, Mr. Orr 24 in the Twitter world, number one in your heart, Mr. Zach Orr. Hey, buddy.
Morning, Mick. How are you?
Cold.
It is not warm this morning.
No, 18. That's Jersey cold.
Yeah, that's cold anywhere you go.
Yeah. What's it in Jersey right now? Do you know?
No, I have no idea. I haven't checked this morning.
They're under snow, though, right?
Yeah, they ended up getting about just shy of 8 inches yesterday.
So. Well, how many inches did we get here? Do you know?
Maybe an inch.
Really?
Maybe.
The hardest that it snowed was yesterday from about 4 to 5 at my house. Like it was, in my house, it was by far the hardest of the snows in the afternoon. I didn't know it was supposed to do that at all.
Well, it didn't. It spit up for a little bit there in that 4 to 5 hour. But it's nice. It was a pretty snow.
Currently 18 degrees here. Here's the good news. We are going to climb to 46.
Ooh.
Now, we will get down to 24 tonight, and I think I'm right about this. I don't know. All this is guesswork. I think that tomorrow morning might be worse than this morning because I didn't have – now, there were ice in, like, my walkway. There was ice on the steps right out here in front of the station. My windshield was iced over this morning a little bit. But – I didn't have any problems at all on the roads. I saw a little patch of black ice in a low-lying area, maybe. Did you have any issues at all coming in this morning?
We were good to go coming in this morning. Not a problem at all.
My theory here, my hypothesis here, and I could be wrong about this, I don't think it got warm enough to melt a lot of it. And so it just stayed frozen on the side. So the drainage, you know, where the black ice might cross the road or low-lying areas in the road, that would have turned water and then all of a sudden turned it back into ice again. I don't think that happened. I think it was just so cold that it never got above freezing and we didn't have the melting in order to get the ice. Does that make sense?
You may have a second career as a meteorologist.
Well, thank you very much.
If this sports talk thing doesn't work out.
Thank you very much. I do know this. Oh, by the way. Well, it's going to be 46 today, 55 tomorrow, but 24 tonight. So I think we can see maybe issues on the roads tomorrow. 55 tomorrow. How about 60 degrees on Saturday, 61 on Sunday. Brother, it's 18 degrees right now. It's going to be 43 degrees warmer this weekend than it is right now.
We're all going to get sick.
Hey, bring it. I'd rather have that. Now, I do know this, Zach, that they are working on different types of polymers, not the right word, of roads that are... I know we have concrete right now that is porous concrete.
Mm-hmm.
And so that would eliminate water on roads, hopefully ice on roads maybe, through a lot of that. Now, it's just too expensive to do now, but hopefully in a day in the future that we'll talk, you'll tell your grandkids, we used to have ice on our roads. Isn't that crazy? Like there's water and puddles on roads in places. Isn't that crazy? But they're working on that now. Now, you know.
That didn't happen for a while.
No, we say that.
You're going to rip up America's infrastructure and replace all of it?
No, not all of it. I think it's in some busy areas, some dangerous areas, it'd be nice to have.
Yeah.
I'm still waiting on that flying car thing. You know, the Jetsons never had this problem.
No.
I was watching the Jetsons one time, and they were at a baseball game, and it started raining, so they just raised the stadium above the clouds and then played where it didn't rain anymore. Now had retractable roofs. But I'm still waiting on that to take care of all of that. And then driverless cars. That happened in your lifetime. You're young. My lifetime?
You'll get there.
I don't know. I'm trying to take better care of myself. What'd you do yesterday?
You got the big old gloves here today?
Oh, yeah. These are my Gore-Tex gloves. Huh? You like that? what's funny about that? It's 18 degrees outside. I can't take these.
You park right in front of the door. It's like six steps until you're in the warm building.
It doesn't matter. And I warm my car up. I get in my car. It's 80 degrees.
Oh,
but
God.
I just got to have these on. So I tried, man. Hey, quick question. What'd you do yesterday?
We had tire calls last night.
Oh!
Yeah, big night last night.
How did it go?
It was just a review of North Carolina. Opened that wound up a little bit. And
you ripped that Band-Aid off.
Yeah, he did. And he was, honest and frank. And that's what Brad Brunell is. He's a very honest man.
So all right.
It was refreshing.
When you say honest and frank, what do you say?
We weren't good enough defensively. He was just honest about that. Frank in the sense that North Carolina was the better basketball team in that first half. And it is what it is. It was a somber hour for a little bit there.
What do you say about Notre Dame?
He's excited about the prospect of being at home. I don't think the road has been particularly kind to them in ACC play.
Nor is it kind to anybody. You see that stat? Like, I don't have it in front of me, but just how few teams went on the road.
Yeah, no, it's ridiculous right now. So he's excited about that. Currently trying to balance, giving the guys rest and pushing harder and preparing and trying to fix some things that happened from the North Carolina game. So it was just interesting to hear him talk about that kind of stuff.
And then finally, there's the rest of the hour spent on Zion, which he can't talk about.
Yeah. No, nobody had the gall to ask him.
Oh, man. How is your Zion meter today?
Haven't checked it this morning. Why? Why is yours gaining in confidence?
I've always said it's coming here. Anyway, my confidence has never swayed.
It wavered a little bit.
Wavered.
It wavered.
No, never wavered. It's coming. It's happening.
Okay.
I'll ask Paul Strela his Zionometer. And you're still Debbie Doubtful over there.
Yep.
I'm sorry to hear that, buddy.
I am too.
I'm sorry to hear that.
It is what it is.
Yeah. I have. Did
school's
you get
close today?
Yes. Mm-hmm. You got a problem with that again.
Can't get those teachers to go to work. Can't get them.
Well, Meredith wants to go. Honestly, here's the conversation I have with my wife. It's, we got to teach these kids. We just had this map testing. Every one of our kids improved, by the way. We had this testing. We just got to improve these kids. She really cares about the kids learning, Where the kids are like, no way. Did you get out and get in the snow?
Did I get in the snow?
Yeah. Did your snowman do some snowball fights, get you a little snow cream?
No, snow cream? No. We just put the dog out and let him run around. He loves snow.
How do you like that?
He loves it, yeah.
Yeah, that's cool. And we went out. We drove around town a little bit. Saw the kids out on Kite Hill and on the dikes over there trying to get it. It wasn't enough, really, for great sledding there.
It was good snowball fights, though.
Yeah, it was because it was light and fluffy, and it packed really easy.
Yeah.
That was good. I was good about that. Anyway. I want to get into what'd you think of the football schedule? That's not a big deal to you.
Well, it shouldn't be a big deal to anybody after what happened yesterday because that is an easy schedule.
It was uneventful.
I can't find anything on there that to complain about today.
No, you can't complain about any of it. It's rotation, home away, home away, home away, home away, home away, home home. I like that. So there's not back-to-back road games anywhere. No Thursday night games. No Friday night games. Boston College in November, weather maybe, but that's not, I don't care about that. They'll be banged up. I'd rather play them late than early because of their depth issues maybe there. Florida State the 27th. On paper, the NC State at Florida State, Louisville at Boston College, because I think Boston College might be the second best team in the division next year.
Whoa.
Get to that a little bit. Let's just debate that a little bit in the next segment. That some would say, that's kind of tough. I don't believe that. What's interesting is you got Georgia Southern and Georgia Tech back-to-back option teams. You have then a weird offense. Sorry, going from Georgia Tech to Syracuse. But no, that's a factor. Clemson should be better than all those teams. Brian Hennessy came up with the idea here, and this is really cool. of putting out who Clemson plays before, or who the team that, that plays Clemson, who they play the week before they play Clemson. Mm-hmm. Georgia Tech goes to Pittsburgh. Syracuse goes to UConn, or hosts UConn. Wake Forest hosts Rice. NC State has an open date, but Clemson has an open date too. Florida State goes or hosts Wake Forest. Louisville hosts Wake Forest. Boston College is at Virginia Tech, and Duke is hosting UNC. So really nothing major, nothing really too easy, too bad there. That's not a terrible deal. All in all, the fairest, maybe easiest, you know, because Florida State doesn't look daunting on the road. And it's going to be tough to win down there, and there's no doubt about that. There'll be some pride there. It'll be a big game. I'm not sure if it's a 12-0 deal, maybe an 11-0. I don't see a loss on there, but maybe you lose one to the schedule somewhere. So all in all, very fair. Have nothing to complain about. I didn't hear any complaints, which is interesting.
I didn't see any. Didn't hear any. Yeah. People were genuinely excited about it, so. Yeah. That's always good. You can make Clemson Twitter happy. You can make anybody happy.
All right. I want to do this when we come back. I want to debate this. Two things. One, is Boston College the second best team in the division?
That's the craziest thing you said all day.
Really? The other one, you won't like this. The other one is this a rumor that came about that said open transferring without penalty in college sports.
One time in a grad. So you can still do the grad, and then it's only a one time where you can play immediately.
Hold on, say it again about the grad stuff.
So you can transfer one time without penalty, where you can go and play immediately, and then the grad transfer rule stays in effect as well. So in theory, you could play for three different teams.
Yeah, let me say this about the grad rule first. Let me save it. I'll save it.
Okay.
I have a couple different issues with all of this. Let me tell you about Real ID and what's happening. I want you to go to scdmv.com. Get your documents on file now. This puts you in a better position to potentially order your Real ID. There's some very, very specific things you have to do there when it comes to Real ID. So get your documents done now. And they're going to be done. They're going to be available this quarter, first quarter 2018. Don't know exactly. No, it won't be this month, but they're coming out very, very soon. Rush to your local SCDMV to change your card. There's no need to do that. So be aware, go online, find out what you need, find out what documents they need from you, have that correct documentation to do it. There's a lot of confusion about the dates. The public needs to remember this. October 1st, 2020, after October 1st, 2020, you must have a Real ID to board a domestic flight. Commercial flight, enter secure federal buildings, visit military installations unless you carry your U.S. passport or U.S. military ID with you all this time. So just some of the issues out there is Real ID. To find out more cost about the documents that you do need, if they have those on file, it's very simple. It's scdmvonline.com. Check those folks out there. We'll take a short break. We'll come back. Love to hear from you. When we do come back, I'm going to go over the open transfer opposition that I have to that and tell you why maybe Boston College might be the best Clemson's toughest opponent next year. We'll get into it with Zach or Mickey Potter more after this.
Love driving again and enjoy no payments for up to 90 days at State Credit Union. And with rates as low as 1.99% APR on new cars, now is the perfect time to buy. Plus, applying for your new car loan is fast and easy. Call, click, or stop by any of the 20 statewide branches of State Credit Union today. Learn more online at scscu.com. That's scscu.com. State Credit Union, taking members where they want to go. Certain terms and conditions apply. Rates, conditions, and programs are subject to change without notice. Equal housing lender, federally insured by the NCUA.
Edwards Auto Sales in Walhalla wants you to take advantage of Ford's year-end sales event. All the 2017s must go, and most models have 0% financing for 72 months and no dealer fees. It's the best time of the year to visit the Ford dealer who makes a difference. Danny Edwards and the whole courteous staff at Edwards Auto Sales wish you and your family all the best during the holiday season. Edwards Auto Sales is located on Highway 28 in Walhalla. Test drive Ford's finest today.
Zero Res is the answer to cleaning at its finest with no harsh chemicals. No residue, safe from toxins, and your carpet, upholstery, tile, and grout will stay cleaner longer. Spell it forwards or backwards, it's the right way to clean. ZeroResGreenville.com.
It's moving day, and Tiger Moving Company is here to help. Skip the headache. Hire the professionals with the right tools for your move. Their clean-cut and reliable team pack and assemble furniture seamlessly, so all you have to do is make yourself at home. To top this all off, they even start and stop the clock at your house, charging you a flat hourly rate. No rounding up. Call today at 908-9028 or email tigermoving@gmail.com to make your next move with Tiger Moving Company.
Rely on EnviroMulch, supplying quality landscape supplies for any outdoor project. Their winter special, get double ground hardwood mulch for just $20 per yard. Order online with promo code WCCP. No other discounts apply. From your friends at EnviroMulch.
Whether you're making updates to existing properties or building new construction, Lowe's has savings for pros. Now through February 7th, get 25% off all in-stock kitchen cabinets. Plus, save 5% on every purchase every day when you use your Lowe's business credit account. And don't forget, you can save yourself some time by ordering online at lowesforpros.com and pick up your order at our Pro Desk. Offer subject to credit approval. Can't be combined with other credit offers. Exclusions apply. U.S. only.
When it's time to replace your roof, there are so many things to consider, from the type of roof you have to the many types and styles of shingles. Gilstrap Roofing understands how each part of our roofing system works together to give you a beautiful and watertight barrier. Don't trust the one thing that really protects your home to just anyone. Gilstrap Roofing has been covering the upstate for four generations. Proven, experienced roofers for your home or business. Gilstrap Roofing, 269-1232.
Hey, this is Brock with Tom's Barbecue. My wife, Beth, and I are the new owners and are carrying on a 30-year barbecue tradition with the same eight homemade sauces, including our famous Cheerwine sauce and scratch-made sides. Come by and enjoy our low-slow Southern Smoked Barbecue. We're open for lunch Monday through Saturday, 10:30 to 3, and we can cater any event. Let Tom's Barbecue make your tailgate perfect with our custom tailgate packages. Follow us on Instagram at Tom's BBQ for special tailgate giveaways. Tom's Barbecue at the corner of Woodruff and Garlington in Greenville.
Whether you're making updates to existing properties or building new construction, Lowe's has savings for pros. Now through February 7th, get 25% off all in-stock kitchen cabinets. Plus, save 5% on every purchase every day when you use your Lowe's business credit account. And don't forget, you can save yourself some time by ordering online at lowesforpros.com and pick up your order at our Pro Desk. Offer subject to credit approval. Can't be combined with other credit offers. Exclusions apply. U.S. only.
It's the Mickey Plyler Show.
And you will respect my authority.
On WCCP 105.5 The Roar.
Oh, sometimes I get a good feeling. Yeah.
I met Wally Odom a few years ago, and I could tell the pride that the man had in Reed's Jewelers, and it shows. And I got to tell you that Wally called me the day they found out that the local Reed's Jewelers here, which he runs, is the was the award winner for the best store in the in North America, and that's a great deal for them. No wonder they're really so good. He's got a great team. I always love going over meeting them. The ladies and the guys that work over there and their experience, it's really cool. So no matter what you're looking for, go to Reed's Jewelers. They've got a huge selection. Swiss watches for you guys out there, for the ladies out there, obviously all the diamonds, all the engagement, all the earrings, all the necklaces. They've got it all for you there. The largest family-owned jeweler in North America. They've got a vast inventory, a great team to work with. And recognized as the top performing store in the country. They love that. Get in touch with the folks over at Reed's Jewelers, reeds.com, upper level of the Hayward Mall, right in the middle of all. It's our great friends at Reed's. I'll let you pick, Zach. Do you want to debate the Boston College stuff first or the open transfer rule first?
I want to hear why Boston College is the second best team in the division.
I'm saying potentially. First, let's remember this. Well, who would you say would be the second best team?
I would still say Florida State.
The team that Boston College beat 35-3 last year?
Yes, but we're talking about this next season, aren't we?
I think that people If you didn't watch Boston College, who's the third best team, you think, in the division?
It's not Louisville next season.
The team that they beat 45-42?
Okay. Yeah. We'll go with Boston College.
All right. No, I'm not saying. NC State, that was 17-14 game. That was close.
Yeah.
They didn't get off to a good start last year. They were 1-3. They beat Northern Illinois. They lost lost pretty bad to Wake Forest, 34-10. Lost to Notre Dame, 49-20. Remember the Clemson game was 7-7 in the third quarter. Beat Western Michigan. Lost to Virginia Tech. And from that point in time on, they won 5 of their last 7. They beat Louisville. They beat Virginia 41-10 at Virginia. They beat Florida State 35-3. Lost to the 3-point game to NC State. Crushed UConn 39-16. And then beat Syracuse 42-14. And lost in their bowl game up in Yankee Stadium 27-20 is a late score there. There was a difference in that one. But winning 5 of their last 7, they look different. And the reason they look different is because of all the freshmen that they had. Let me also say this, that looking at the schedule, it's manageable in the beginning, and I think they get confidence. Now, it does get more difficult. But UMass, Holy Cross, at Wake, at Purdue, Temple, and then at NC State, Louisville at home, Miami at home, at Virginia Tech, Clemson at home. They get a lot of teams at home. They do have to go to Florida State, they host Syracuse. They get Louisville and Miami and Clemson at home, and I'm thinking that. But the main thing I'm thinking is, if you go back and look at it, the years that they had, that they bring back A.J. Dillon, the freshman that had a phenomenal year at tailback. He's their best player by far. Their quarterback, name escapes me now, was a freshman last year. And their leading wide receiver, White, was a freshman last year.
So they're young in the right places.
Right, and they return. They lose one starter on the offensive line, return everybody else on offense. I think you could almost say 10 starters there on offense. On defense, they lose their defensive tackle, one linebacker, and one defensive back. They return 8 on defense.
What's
place
Landry
kicker's gone.
That?
Landry's gone. Yeah. That's 4 then. They return 7. Landry didn't play in their bowl game. So I'm going to off their depth chart from their bowl game. So that's 7 on offense and 9 or 10 on. I mean, 7 on defense, 9 or 10 on offense. They return off a pretty good team last year. And looking at who they are, remember, let me give you these statistics from last year to kind of look at this thing. Anthony Brown's a quarterback. As a freshman last year, Anthony Brown threw for 1,300 yards, 11 touchdowns, 9 picks. That's not great. He had 200 yards rushing, but he changed the offense. A.J. Dillon, the true freshman running back, or the freshman running back last year, almost 1,600 yards and 14 touchdowns last year. And then Kobe White, 34 catches, 420 yards and 2 touchdowns. Does Sweeney come back, their other leading receiver? I'm not sure if he comes back or not. Yeah, he comes back. They just return an awful lot off a team that, beat Louisville, beat Florida State, crushed Virginia, could have, very easily beat NC State, could have very easily beat Iowa, and it's on the road. I don't know, man. I think Florida State will be interesting, but the way they handled Florida State last year, and I know that has nothing to do with this year. I don't know. I'm prepared to say that might be one of the most difficult tests. Going to Tallahassee probably will be, but don't be surprised at Boston College. I'll put it to you like this. Cam Akers and A.J. Dillon are the two best backs they'll face next year. You buying that?
Buying A.J. Dillon. Cam Akers wasn't
great, was
exactly
he?
What I thought he was going to be his first season in Florida State.
Are you buying that Anthony Brown will be the second best quarterback Clemson plays next year? Let me see. Maybe second best quarterback they play?
No.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
Florida State's DeAndre Francois, if he comes back. Duke's quarterback comes back. Jones. Comes
back. Finley, NC State.
Yeah.
What's a Syracuse kid?
He comes back.
I think he's better.
Mm-hmm. But at least you can see how Brown, Anthony Brown, he's a good quarterback. It'll be a tough test, man. I think Clemson's better than them. I think Clemson wins up there on the road. I feel better about every home game. You know, NC State and Boston College, that'll be an interesting game. NC State lost a lot now. Let's consider this about NC State. And consider. So you say Florida State. Let me give you Florida State first, all right?
Sure.
Florida State, off a team that went 7-6, and I don't think they're going to be 7-6 again. A new coaching staff, that's a factor. You'd agree upon that. At wide receiver, they lose Auden Tate, who went pro early. On the offensive line, they lose Rick Leonard. They lose Ryan Izzo, who left early. They bring back everybody else on offense, including Cam Akers and Zacchaeus Patrick, the quarterback battle of Blackman and DeAndre Francois. It's not a great offensive line. It's not a great wide receiver core. Outside of Akers, Patrick, and maybe the quarterback, I don't see a whole lot there. On defense now, they bring back Brian Burns and DeMarcus Christmas, but they lose Derek Nnadi. They lose Josh Sweat, who left early. They lose Roderick Hoskins. They lose Jacob Pugh. They lose Tavares McFadden, who left early. They lose Nate Andrews. They lose Trey Marshall. They lose Derwin James. So there's really one, two, three, four, five returning starters on defense off a team that Burns and Christmas you got to account for. Stanford Samuels and Levante Taylor, two young, very, very good defensive backs. I think Nasir Darin is going to be a good safety for him. Linebacker core, I don't know what to think about it. And I don't know, man. I don't think Florida State, I don't think this team's close to what Florida State's been in the past. I think Florida State's a 9-3 team. Now, is Boston College 9-3? Maybe not. Let me remind you this. I think I'm right with saying this. Let me remind you of NC State. Finley comes back, and he'll be a part of a really good passing game at NC State because Stephen Lewis, the wide receiver, comes back. Kelvin Harmon, wide receiver, comes back. Jacoby Myers comes back at wide receiver. They'll be fine there. They'll miss Jalen Samuels. They're all everything back slash tight end slash H-back guy, right? They'll miss Nyheim Himes. I don't know. I guess Gillespie's their running back they'll have. And that doesn't scare you. Offensive line-wise, the one kid went early. And everybody else, let me see what I said. Yeah, Will Richardson left early. And Tony Adams is gone. So they returned three offensive linemen. It's pretty good. And a wide receiver core, but nothing really at running back. On defense, remember this. Kentavious Street gone. Justin Jones gone. B.J. Hill gone. Bradley Chubb gone. Al Moore gone, Gerard Fernandez gone, Sean Boone, I should say, gone, Michael Stevens gone, and Jonathan Alston gone. They lose nine guys on defense. They return both their safeties, and that's it. You can see how NC State could be hurting next year?
Yeah.
Okay. At Louisville, you want Louisville?
Yeah.
I'm sorry. I didn't mean to mispronounce them.
Louisville.
At Lowell, they lose, obviously, the biggest piece, Lamar Jackson, who leaves early. Their tight end, Stanberry, is gone. Reggie Bonifon, their running back, is gone. Malik Williams, the running back transfer, is gone. All the wide receivers come back, including Jalen Smith, pretty good player. Their offensive line comes back off of not a very good offensive line last year, but they all come back. That helps. On defense, defensive end, Travion Young gone. Off a bad defense last year, by the way. James Hearn gone. Their other defensive end. Defensive tackle, Richardson, is gone. They lose Stacey Thomas, outside linebacker. Jair Alexander, the cornerback, is leaving early. Zacharias Cannon, the safety, is gone. Chucky Williams, safety, is gone. And they lose the entire secondary, by the way. Along with 1, 2, 3. So seven, they only return five on defense off a bad defense. I don't think they're going to be very good at all next year. I think that's going to hurt. Now, their quarterback is a kid named Juwan Pass, big athletic quarterback. I think he'll struggle, though. So I'm not buying Louisville. Wake Forest is an interesting study. Wake Forest could, you know, maybe make some noise. But did I make a decent case for Boston College, a slightly decent case for Boston College?
Yeah, of course.
Okay.
Of course.
All right.
I buy it for a little bit. It's still Boston College. I don't believe they can sustained success up there right now. I don't think there's a support for the program.
I agree with that. There's no sustainability of that. I agree with that. But the freshman class they have, pretty good players there. Can I sell you on this? Because who Clemson brings back and because who leaves for all the other schools, that this will be the widest talent gap between the favorite of the division and the other one since we went to division play? The contender since the division play?
When do we go to division play?
15 years ago, maybe?
Yeah, probably.
Some of those Florida State teams were that much better than everybody. That's kind of before division play, I guess. But no, it's just a wide gap going into a season. Now, that Florida State team of 14, I guess it was, maybe, they were just that much better than everybody. But we didn't know it going into the season. As it turns out, they really were that much better. But we just didn't know that. Florida State's not as good as Clemson. Give me two guys that you're scared of at Florida State. They look up and you go, let me say, give me four. Burns is a guy who you worry about on defense.
Sure.
Anybody else on defense? DeMarcus Christmas is a good player.
Yeah, you game plan for Christmas. I wouldn't say he scares me.
Those young defensive backs in Stanford Samuels and Levante Taylor, yeah. And they recruit okay in this class to bring in some more very good defensive backs.
I think the Derwin James loss they're going to feel that for the first part of that season.
And Noddy and Pugh and McFadden and Nate Andrews and Trey Marshall. And there's just Hoskins and all. I mean, there's Jacob Pugh. There's a bunch of guys in there. No doubt about that. So there it is. That's where we stand with the Atlantic Division. When we come back, I want to save the debate for 7 o'clock. I want to give you, when we come back, the out-of-conference schedules in the ACC. You know, there's some pretty good teams in here. There's a couple of weakies as far as the overall schedule goes. But there's some pretty good teams here. And the ACC brags about having the nation's toughest out-of-conference schedule. I can kind of see it. We'll give you some details of that when you come back for more. I do want to tell you about our friends at Patterson Tax Service, PATTAX.com. Hey, look, a lot of you out there are dependent upon that refund. And I think you probably noticed in the last year or two to three years here, that they are cracking down on the fraudulent tax returns, the identity fraud people that are turning in other people's tax information. I couldn't imagine doing that. But they're always out there trying to swindle the government out of that money. So they make sure, they double and triple check, and they make sure that it takes a little more time to get your refund back. Well, the Patterson Tax Service is involved in some programs there that you can get back up to $2,500 on a refund and advance on it right up front. If you qualify for it, and part of it is, the advance, part of it is a loan if you have good credit, and kind of stuff like this. But all that comes to the IRS. It's all that's going to be sent to them. And if you're eligible to qualify for this, you're going to get it in 24 to 48 hours, which is really, really cool. Now, that's on that first $1,000. The remaining part of it will be released as soon as they start accepting the returns, and that's on January 29th. So if you're dependent on that return, and if that return's a big part of it to you, then let them do your taxes now, go and get you in line now, and get that refund back to you quicker than ever. It is my great friends at the Patterson Tax Service. I always enjoy my time over there. I always spend more time with Donnie and Russell talking football. I don't go over this time of year because they're doing taxes now. In the offseason a little bit, we talk a little football, but always good seeing Joni and all the great folks over at the Patterson Tax Service. Make that phone call today. You'll enjoy dealing with them, the conveniences of them. It's the Patterson Tax Service. Anywhere you hear my voice, they can take care of it now in any state, anywhere you're calling from. It's 864-859-8289. 864-859-8289. It's the great folks at the Patterson Tax Service, PATTAX.com. We'll take a short break, come back for more. Love to hear from you. When we come back, it's the ACC schedules and the toughest of the non-conference schedules right after this.
Join Walt Deptula's Road Rage at Twin Peaks this Thursday for some awesome food, drinks, and of course the scenic views. Get sports delivered to you like only Walt can do. And enjoy the cold beer and the HD TVs live this Thursday at Twin Peaks on Woodruff Road.
Head to Bojangles for 3 breakfast biscuit combos with a fixin' and a drink for just $4 each. Choose from our country ham biscuit, sausage and egg biscuit, or steak biscuit. 3 breakfast biscuit combos, just $4 each. Bojangles, it's bow time.
Unfiled tax returns, payroll tax problems, IRS levies, liens, garnishments, audits. Call the local lawyer who looks out for you and will get the result you deserve. David Green at the Green Law Firm. Call for a free strategy session at 271-7940.
See how we roll at the Pendleton Tire Company. Let us get you rolling high up on those 37s. Come check out the Cooper STT, Cooper's premium off-road mud tire. Want a lift? We now install suspension lifts from Rough Country. How about a set of Fuel or XD wheels? Get it all done, including the wheel alignment, at the Pendleton Tire Company. Call us at 646-3694 or check us out at PendletonTire.com.
Trucks cost less than Travelers Rest. Save up to $11,000 off a new 2018 F-150 4x4 crew cab. Just $38,665 plus tax and tag. And they never charge any dealer fees at George Coleman Ford. See the 2018 F-150 at George Coleman Ford, where trucks cost less than Travelers Rest, and they never charge any dealer fees. Must finance with Ford Motor Credit.
Does your credit need help? Call Masters Credit Consultants today to repair, rebuild, and restore your credit. It's easy. Just call or go online and get a free consultation to determine the best solution for your credit needs. Masters Credit is locally owned, and their certified credit specialists will analyze your credit file and get you on a path to a new and improved credit score. Call Masters Credit today at 864-249-9466 or online at masterscredit.com.
Whether you're making updates to existing properties or building new construction, Lowe's has savings for pros. Now through February 7th, get 25% off all in-stock kitchen cabinets. Plus, save 5% on every purchase, every day, when you use your Lowe's business credit account. And don't forget, you can save yourself some time by ordering online at lowesforpros.com and pick up your order at our pro desk. Offer subject to credit approval. Can't be combined with other credit offers. Exclusions apply. U.S. only.
Hi friends, Mickey Baller here for Bozy Boggs and the Boggs Law Firm. When it comes to legal advice, I go with someone I can trust, and that's the Boggs Law Firm. Their telephone number, 233-8066. The first phone call you make in any legal situation should be to Bozy and the Boggs Law Firm. For legal consultation, court matters, for legal documents, or any legal advice, make your first phone call to Bozy Boggs and the Boggs Law Firm. Again, that number, 233-8066.
The Mickey Plyler Show is on the air.
What do you even do around here besides interrupt people?
105.5's The Roar. Now back to Mickey and Zach.
You got to change your evil ways,
baby. Welcome back. Glad to have you with us. Let me look at some ACC non-conference schedules. Clemson is one of four ACC teams that play two Power Five schools. And let me back up. I included Notre Dame in the Power Five. Is that fair? That's okay to do, right?
Okay.
And you don't have to be Power Five to be great in football. And the other side of that is that a lot of Power Five schools aren't great in football. For instance, Virginia plays Indiana. That's Power Five, but that's not really daunting or intimidating by any stretch of the imagination. But Clemson, one of four schools to play a two Power Five conference schools. This part of our Numbers Matter segment, those numbers matter. University College, universitycollege.com. Get in touch with them. Ingalls Crossing, beautiful location, beautiful place. Pet friendly. My wife made a comment yesterday. We were out there watching guys and girls running around with their dogs about how every college student in the world now has a dog or a pet. That wasn't the case a few years ago. Did you have one in college? Did you have pets in college?
No, I did not have one in college.
It's a growing trend, though. You know, it's probably good for you. Teach some responsibility through all that. That's great.
I don't know. It's kind of bad in college.
Yeah.
You don't have enough time.
That's true. That's very true. But at least, you know, hopefully teaches you a little bit about dog ownership, sure, and that kind of stuff. Anyway, pet friendly is a big part of what they do there. The other part of what they do is 5-month leases, 10-month leases, and right around 500. I hate to say exactly because it's going to go up a little bit next fall, but students, you're looking for a place to live, you got to do it at University Cottages, universitycottages.com. To find out more, 784-3400. That's 784-3400. That number that matters. Again, Clemson, one of four schools that play two Power Five conference opponents, non-conference opponents. Pittsburgh is one of them. Pittsburgh has a pretty difficult non-conference schedule. They play Albany. That's a gimme. Everybody needs a gimme or two. in a 12-game schedule. They play at Central Florida, non-power five, but still, that's a good non-power non-conference opponent. Then Penn State at home and at Notre Dame. I think it's safe to say that Pittsburgh has the toughest of the non-conference schedules. Louisville plays. And theirs is tough because they do get Western Kentucky at home and Indiana State at home. But and Kentucky at home this year. But even though it's not a road game, it's a road game, neutral site game, they get Alabama in Orlando. That's tough. So Pittsburgh and Louisville, two of them. Duke has two non-conference games with Power 5 opponents. Duke has Army and North Carolina Central at home. And Army's pretty cool. That's a pretty cool deal there. They go to Northwestern, and they go to Baylor. Again, I know Baylor's not great, but still a road game against a non-Power 5 school, that's kind of a good deal there for Duke. Clemson, as you know, besides Furman and Georgia Southern, they go to Texas A&M and they host South Carolina. Everybody else only has one non-conference opponent that's a Power 5 conference. Tell me how strong or weak or how, if you have an issue with these schedules, Zach. Boston College, UMass at home, Holy Cross at home, at Purdue, Temple at home. Pretty doggone easy, right?
Very easy.
Florida State, Samford, Northern Illinois. I'm sorry, Florida State has two as well. Forgot to include Notre Dame in that one. Samford, Northern Illinois, at Notre Dame and Florida. So that's tough, right?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, you don't have a problem with that.
Mm-hmm.
Georgia Tech has Alcorn State at South Florida. We'll give them credit for that one. Bowling Green and at Georgia. That's not too bad because at South Florida, that's a road game, and then at Georgia. So that's not terrible, right?
No, sir.
Miami has LSU in Arlington. Then Savannah State at Toledo and Florida International. Whew, that's kind of weak. Give you credit for playing LSU, but Savannah State, Florida International. And what are you doing going to Toledo? Like, why is Miami doing these stupid road games? Remember last year's Arkansas State, the year before it was Appalachian State. What are they doing?
Going to Toledo? No idea.
North Carolina has at Cal. I get that. I'm going to give them credit for at East Carolina rivalry game, even though they're terrible. I'm going to give them credit for Central Florida at home. It's non-power five, but they're good. And then Western Carolina. I don't have a problem with that one. As usual, NC State's pretty doggone weak. James Madison at home. Georgia State at home. West Virginia, that's good. West Virginia at home. And then at Marshall. Not as weak as it normally is because of the West Virginia game. And I don't know why they're going to Marshall. Syracuse has at Western Michigan. I don't know why you go there. Wagner, UConn. And then they play Notre Dame at Yankee Stadium. That's kind of cool. Virginia, pretty weak, actually. Virginia, they do go to Indiana, but they host Richmond, Ohio, and Liberty. For their program is, though, we won't give them too hard a time for that. Virginia Tech, kind of weak. William and Mary, East Carolina, both those are at home. They host Notre Dame, but they go to Old Dominion. And I'll ask again, Zach, what the heck is Virginia Tech doing going to Old Dominion?
Again, I have no idea. It makes no sense.
Maybe recruiting.
How far is that from Virginia Tech, though? Where is Old Dominion?
It's in state.
It's in Virginia?
Yeah. But maybe recruiting territory? I don't know. Finally, Wake Forest goes to Tulane. They host Towson. They host Rice. And they host Notre Dame. So everybody has one kind of marquee game on their schedule. Maybe outside of Virginia. Theirs is at Indiana. Everybody else kind of has a good one there. And again, five of them have two Power Five coming out of all that. But it looks like to me Pittsburgh with Albany, but then Penn State at home, at Central Florida, at Notre Dame look like the toughest one to me on paper. Our telephone numbers, Northern Communication phone line, 654-ROAR. Hal in Clemson checks in. Good morning, Hal. How you doing?
Pretty good. I don't know if you had a chance to mention the pastor of Keith Jackson over the weekend. Did you hear about that?
Yeah, that's terrible. He was so good. He kind of sounded like your granddad, didn't he? You know, the old, all the sayings and that old. I just felt like I was watching a big game if Keith Jackson was on my TV.
Yeah, I thought he too would outlive Vince probably about a couple of years too. But you haven't been on y'all on Christmas break at the wrong time. Dick Enberg died.
Yeah, that was bad too. Boy, a lot of those big announcers are leaving us, man. A lot of our childhood leaving us behind.
Oh my! I mean, I mean, we thought he was too out. He was just 82 years old. Here, Vince Quinn is already 90 years old, and. And let's see.
But, you know, Vince Scully he's still in such good shape, man. In his mind, he's still really, really bright. I remember I think you saw it too, the World Series where he's out there emceeing the pregame ceremonies before the first pitch and all. He's still really sharp at his age. He looks really good still.
He could have kept doing it too.
Yeah, I think so.
And also, Marion Hobby, he could find himself coaching in the Super Bowl at the Jaguars. I don't know how many Clemson players are on that team, you know. And also, Clemson's got a pretty interesting. I haven't had just a good schedule yet, but that sounds kind of interesting. Not back-to-back home or road games. We don't have to worry about. Of course, it won't be until late season, from what I heard, to have back-to-back home games in around November.
Yeah, till November the 17th with Duke and North Carolina. I tell you what that does is, you know, sometimes you play like three home games. Yeah, you get kind of like fatigued or tired of going every single weekend. Well, if you only go to the home games now, you get a week off every single week. So that's not too bad.
Yeah, you mean Duke and USC?
Yeah, on the November 17th, Duke, and then November 24th, South Carolina. Besides that, the rest of it just rotates home away, home away, home away.
That's what it is. Imagine how tough it is in the pros too. Same.
Yeah. That's why. Basically, man, 10-6 in the NFL is pretty doggone good. If we went 10-6 around here, they'd be wanting to fire people.
Okay, but catch you later.
All right, buddy. Good to hear from you, Hal. Okay. I always love seeing Hal out at Chick-fil-A. We don't do Chick-fil-A, so we got to get Hal on the phone here. Good to hear from him. The non-conference schedule. I think the model should be. Agree or disagree, Zach? You got to have a Patsy. You got to have a lower mid-major. You got to have a big game, and then you got to have a rival game. And that's what Clemson does. Rival with South Carolina, big game with A&M, and that's on the road this year. You know, Georgia Southern mid-major, and then you get a little warm-up in there with Furman. That's a balanced schedule. Now, what hurts you this year is that the home schedule, because South Carolina is the one, but because Louisville's not great, and NC State, I don't think it's going to be great. And the A&M games on the road and Florida State games on the road. It's not a great home schedule.
It's a down home schedule, absolutely. Yeah.
But here's the beauty of it. And as Text Message Extraordinaire said, no BS Friday or Thursday games. That's the real beauty of it. The other beauty of it is
shame.
That as far as the home schedule goes, guess what? You get to see Kelly Bryant, most likely Trevor Lawrence. You get to see T. Higgins and Amari Rodgers and Darian Kendrick, and get to see Jackson Carman and Mitch Hyatt and Xavier Thomas, and you get to see Cleveland Farrell and Christian Wilkins again. How could you want to miss a game with Christian Wilkins playing in the thing? He came back. Let's go back. And they'll support that. We are over currently, and this won't last this way forever, we're over the idea that Clemson having to worry about attendance. That won't happen anymore for the next foreseeable future. It will at some point in time. But you can have the worst home schedule you can have, but they're going to be preseason number one and number two. Oh, by the way, I've got a poll to tell you about in the next hour. Preseason number one, of course, ESPN now. So to enjoy these times now, attendance won't be an issue at Clemson.
Yeah, it shouldn't be. Absolutely not.
And it hadn't been.
Yeah.
And it really won't be. In our next hour.
Oh.
Yeah. Preseason, way too early.
Where'd that first hour go?
I know. We'll do our... Or ESPN way too early top 25. Clemson, the new number one team in it. Alabama drops number two. They won't like that down there. I wouldn't imagine they'd like that down there. And then also, the first thing we'll do when we come back is we will debate the transfer without penalty rule that is being proposed out there now. I think Zach likes it. I hate it. We'll get into pros and cons of it. Also, we'd love to get back with you on your phone calls, your texts, your tweets. We've just got a little bit of the Twitter stuff and a phone call or two so far. It's our telephone number on our Northland Communication phone line is 654-ROAR, 654-7627. On our HealthDare text line, obviously 864 area code 986-1566. You can also reach us on our Twitter feed. We'll do Twitter at the top of the hour. It's @MickeyPlyler and @MrOr24. Paul Strelow We've got three huge things to talk about with Strelo at 8:05. Number three, the big junior day coming up. B, the you see what I did there? B, the remaining recruiting board for 2018. And then one, Zion Williamson. So we'll get a hold of him at 8:05. Let me tell you about our friends at Canty Foundation Specialist and what they do and how they do it. The bottom line is that it is a free quote. They'll come by and inspect it. No one taught me how to think about foundations and cracks, and no one taught me that jammed doors or windows could be foundation issues instead of window or door issues. And so, frankly, a lot of us, we don't know what we're talking about here. Thank goodness that Canty Foundation does. Local company here in the state of South Carolina that provides quality products, proven services, professional experience to help permanently repair any foundation problem you might have in your home or at your office. Don't lose your biggest investment. Go with Canty Foundation Specialist for that free quote. Anytime you're seeing any kind of cracks, any kind of unevenness, any kind of bowing foundation walls or anything like that, let Canty Foundation take care of it for you. The easiest way to reach them, it's CantyCanFixIt.com. C-A-N-T-E-Y. CantyCanFixIt.com. We'll come back. We'll take a short break. Is it a good idea or bad idea to think about open transfers in college football? We'll do that when you return after this.